Sean's Friday Fun Facts.
I think that make you go,
We got all of Friday to give you a gem of knowledge as you head into the weekend. And today, the theme for me is about the nasalness of my voice. Yeah, I've got a lot of mucus in there. They call it snot, and it's not very funny. You're like, yeah, anyway. So why is it when you've got a cold, you produce more of this stuff? Because usually I don't sound like this. Well, apparently increased snot production is one way your body responds to colds and allergies. I'm probably the former. Well, maybe I'm the latter, and I've got a bit of hay fever with all the pollens in the air and all the grass cuttings. You saw the Esperance Shire did a lot of grass cutting just before the Esperance Ag Show. And mucus is really important because it filters the air you breathe, trapping dust particles, bacteria, and other baddies before they get into your lungs. So obviously, when you've got a cold, you're more susceptible to other diseases, so increase mucus production to therefore trap anything else getting in. And it makes you sound like an idiot on the radio, and I'm sure you've hated listening to me all week, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. My other fun fact that I'm going to give you for free, because I have been so nasally all week, is you shouldn't eat snot. I don't know why, but I just think you shouldn't.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast. Sean's Friday Fun Facts.
Think that make you go,
This is an especially great Friday because it's Esperance Agricultural Show Day, but I won't let that detract from my conversation with the Friday Fun Fact fanatic who joins me now. Fanatic, how are you?
Hello, Sean. Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, everyone's super excited. There's so many visitors in town. There's policemen, there's farmers from around the state, there's tradies. It's very exciting. There's a buzz.
So much action in Esperance.
I know, right?
Everyone, have your coffee and get into it.
Well, it makes me a little bit nervous because there might be more people listening in, a greater audience, Fanatic. You're Friday Fun
Well, then I better entertain them with a great fact on this Friday. Are we ready, Sean?
Fire away.
This is a job I really wish I had. Sean, what would you name the product of the offspring, I should say, of a polar bear and a grizzly bear?
This is the joke, or this actual thing? Is there a hybrid breed of those two bears?
There is a hybrid breed. We have found a hybrid breed out there, Sean, and it has its own name.
It would be called, I'll guess, Simply Horrifying.
It is called a Pizzly Bear.
Ah, Pizzly Bear. A Pizzly Bear, come on. That's a bit of a wussy name for what I'm sure is a very scary creature, right?
I bet it is actually, Sean. A hunter has actually, the reason we found these so-called Pizzlies because this hunter was so afraid that he actually shot this Pizzly Bear one time back in 2010, and we did some testing on it because everyone was like, what kind of bear is this? And it was a Pizzly.
So what does that mean? There's a grizzly bear out there that's sort of seen the white fur of a polar bear and said, ooh la la, I want to get me some of that action. Or is it the other way around?
Wow,
Who's going to be more submissive, the polar bear or the grizzly bear? Who has taken who, do you think?
Sean, that is for them in the jungle. Well, we will never know.
And look, I'm just going to stress here, whatever it is, whatever mating it is, it has to be consensual. Even if you're a bear, a dog, a cat, as long as you ask and you get permission, then we're all happy with it, right?
Exactly. We want more Pizzlies out there. Everyone, make a Pizzly.
Except maybe if it's between a cat and a dog. Even if a cat and a dog both agree, it's still wrong in my eyes.
I want the job of naming these cool animals. Anyway, so.
All right, we'll move along. Thank you so much for joining me, Friday Fun Fanatic.
No worries, everyone. Have a good one. Have some coffee and get out there in Esperance.